Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about land investing as described at a cocktail party. It's harder to do than you would think. You know how we always say this is a fun show, this is a serious show, this is a fun show.
Okay, yeah.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Luke asks, I bought 8 properties and I have signed purchase agreements for 10 more with more sellers calling every day.
Congratulations,
yay,
Luke.
Yay. I'm starting to run out of money.
This is not Luke Smith. This is a different Luke in our group.
Mm-hmm. From the research I've done, doing deals without money requires one of the following. He has 3 things here. 1, buying on an option. From what I understand, the only way to do this is with $0 is to find a company that will do a dual closing. I've been unsuccessful in doing this so far, but I'm working on it. We're going to cover all these. I'm going to finish this question.
Yeah.
2, assigning the contract. All the offers I sent out have a clause in them allowing me to assign the contract, but I've not taken advantage of this yet.
Brilliant.
Can I advertise a property for sale with the intent of assigning the contract I have on it and without yet owning it?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to get to that. 3, finding an investor. Jack and Jill, as well as other land investors, talk about doing deals together. Does this entail some kind of written agreement? Is it typically one person doing the work and the other person putting the money down?
Yeah.
Which one of these 3 do you recommend?
All of them.
Are there more options that I am unaware of? Are you interested in doing a deal? Are any of you interested in doing a deal with me? So I want to circle back around.
Okay.
Okay.
Great question, Luke.
And I love this because we've all been here, Luke. It's great.
We've all been right where you are.
You know, it's so what?
Out of money.
Exactly. And it's funny because I have had these conversations with people back in the day where I literally had to say, no, seriously, I understand you're excited to sell. Really, I only have X amount of money left over right now, period. And if you want that, you can have it, but that's all I have. You know, and I'm being totally legitimate. And sometimes they're going to go, okay, I'll take it. And I'm like, oh, shoot, now how am I going to roll this one in?
I never have said, oh, shoot, the seller signed my stuff.
I know. But no, but it's funny because it's like, you have so many deals, I don't know what to do, which is a good thing. That's what Luke's going through right now. All right, so let's explain all 3, and then we're going to give our little critique on them, please.
Okay, so 1, buying on an option. Jill, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll take the other 2.
All right. You're so funny. So you don't, Luke talked about putting, basically doing a dual escrow, a dual closing and finding an escrow company and opening an escrow and like letting it sit there. You don't have to go that far. And you could almost, really you can, with an option, what we call an option agreement is, hey, Mr. Smith, here's the deal. I really want your property, and I'd love to give you, you know, $3,000 today for it. I'm out of my funds right now, but here's what I'd like to do. If you're okay with it, I'm gonna market your property and see how fast I can sell it, and you know, as fast as I can sell it, I'll hand you $3,000. Would you give me 90 days to go out there, and here's a 1-page agreement that we're each gonna sign, so it's all, you know, we're on the same page, you know, and I'm not giving you any money, by the way, but I'm going to go out and try to sell your property for you. And then I'm going to get you $3,000 and I get to keep the rest. Are you okay with that, Mr. Smith? And 9 times out of 10, they're going to go, heck yeah, nobody else is doing anything. What have I got to lose? I just named my price. I'm going to sit tight and see what you can come up with. And knowing that, yeah, I'm going to go out and really try to sell and get you know, get it done.
So. It's 1 and 2 here are what's technically called equitable title.
Mm-hmm.
You don't own the property. You don't have any equity in it, but you do have some power to buy and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would highly recommend in both and all 3 of these. In fact, I would, some of our members are successfully doing it without doing this in writing. I think that's silly because there's just 1-page agreements.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Why wouldn't you just, you know, we always do it in writing. It was 1 simple page agreement.
Even, you know, even though it's not like it's notarized, it's not like I'm really going
right.
to, I'm not going to really, I'm not going to take anybody to court over it or something. Like, say, let's just just to give you an example.
Just an understanding.
You know, what if I did get a buyer? Because what happens will happen is I'll have a buyer, and then before I collect their money real quick, I'm going to hang up and call Mr. Smith and say, are we still cool? Are you happy with $3,000? It looks like I'm going to have it for you in about 3 days. And they're going to go, okay, yeah, I do. Great. Now we're going to follow through. But that just that one page little something kind of seals the deal, you know, like Jack's saying. It's not, I'm not going to sue anybody over it, but it's a little more than a handshake.
Right. Number two is assigning the contract. A little while ago, Jill and I, just for fun, Jill and I go incognito to some of these real estate. Like, do you ever see on late night TV, join us, we're going to be here at this hotel, and, you know, and then they try to sell you something. Jill and I go in there. We obviously never buy anything. We put baseball hats on and sit in the back and pass notes to each other like we're in, you know, 12th grade or whatever. So signing the contract, the one that we went to was for the people on HGTV, the two that flipped this, not flip or flop.
Tark,
show.
It was Tark and Christina.
And so they, yeah, so they opened, you know, an academy, and that, it was all about assigning the contract. So in the end, what they do is they get you to sign up, which obviously we would never, I don't recommend doing this at all. Why? Because it's so easy. Mm-hmm. Just do it yourself. You find somebody who wants to sell a house or a piece of property, any type of property, for less than it's worth. That's what we do here. And you get them to, they sign the agreement. They say, yep, I do really want to, Jack, I want you to buy my property. They sign the thing and you assign it to somebody else. And I would highly recommend assigning it to somebody who you know and trust, and you know they're gonna follow through. Mm-hmm. Jill and I do this with houses all the time. And we do it with people that we are on a first name basis with. Mm-hmm. We never buy the houses ourselves.
Right.
We never go see the houses, we don't care.
Okay, so number three, this is my favorite.
Find an investor.
Yeah.
There's two ways to do this. There's a ton of people in our group are just money people. Mm-hmm. So the number one way is, I just exactly what I described in the previous. I have a piece of property. It's under contract. It's less than it's worth. Hey, money partner, let's buy it. You pay 100% of it. And then I'll go sell it and we'll split it 50-50. Here's the economics. $4,000 40-acre property. Mr. Investor sends it for $4,000. Now you own it together. You sell it for $8,000. Mr. Investor gets $6,000 back, and you keep $2,000.
Mm-hmm. What's your paperwork way of making sure everybody's going to follow through, Jack?
I would do a letter of understanding on a deal-by-deal basis in the beginning, where it simply says, you're the money guy, I'm the seller, buyer-seller. I'm going to do all the work. You're going to pay for the money. And I would highly recommend, the way we've done this in the past is that the money guy pays for the cost of the property and the closing costs associated with it only. They don't pay for data, they don't pay for the electric bill. It, just keep it real simple that way. Which mm-hmm. leads me to my final second point with an investor, where it's the other way. So you get somebody, you put $100,000 into a bank account, you form an LLC, you're a 50% partner, the money guy's a 50% partner, and you talk a lot. And you talk about stuff. And I, there are members in our group that have knocked it out of the park with this concept. Okay, mm-hmm. They're real go-getters. It's not my favorite way of doing business. Mm-hmm. I like to just pull a guy. It's the equivalent of hard money, right? Mm-hmm. But it's equity. Mm-hmm. I hate hard money. I hate it. I hate lending of all kind. Just take a partner on.
Yeah. I love it. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com.
Today's topic, land investing described at a cocktail party. It's harder than you think.
It is.
This is the meat of the show, believe it or not.
Exactly.
It promises to be silly.
This came up because Jack and I recently did a combined birthday party this year, and it was a blowout reggae blast.
Yeah,
we had a local reggae band and pulled a police permit. We're talking, we had a party.
The cops showed up.
Oh, it was awesome. We had the neighbors all around. I mean, we informed the neighbors, obviously. We're not crazy. We invited all the neighbors, and it was so darn fun. We had people flying from Chicago and Maine and Arizona, and it was here at the beach, and it was So, and we made a lot of friends, obviously, because we had a cool party. So it was really fun.
Jill, you're so cool.
So thank you. We had a bouncer out on the street. It was pretty cool, actually. We had an open bar. I mean, catered. It was awesome. So what's funny is we're talking about this, and Jack was asking me the next day, hey, how many people came up to you and asked what you do? And I'm like, you know, it's funny, not as many as I would have thought. And he's like, well, how do you describe it? And I'm like, oh, it's hard. You know, it's really funny. So that's where we said, you know, we should talk about this. Because it is.
Oh, yeah, we buy and sell land. Well, wait a minute. What do you mean you buy and sell land?
Oh, you're a realtor.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Every question leads to more questions.
Exactly.
You know? And so I started to lie.
Exactly. That's
Oh, you're a realtor then. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah, we're just going to go with that. No, we're not. Yeah. You're a realtor that does very well. Yeah, right, you think?
I own a real estate data company. Well, how does that work?
Exactly. Then that's even mean? More
questions. What do you mean you send offers to all these? Does that work?
Oh, my gosh.
No, it doesn't. Take a look around.
Isn't that funny?
We're putting food on the table.
That's so good. I love that. Yeah, well, we're just getting by. Can I get you another drink? Garcon.
People really sign those and send them back?
Oh, my God.
So you take advantage of old people then?
Yeah.
These are the kinds of responses I get. Why would anyone ever sign a letter for a piece of property that they own or an offer?
I don't even get that far.
Oh, I do. Because honestly, it's a gender thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I usually, I try to be vague and change the subject.
Jill and I have a garage, like a beach garage, and a bathroom in the garage, which is pretty, it's typical in these beach communities. Get all the sand off and stuff before you go in the house. And so that's the bathroom we use for the party. And I'm not afraid to tell you that the cars that are parked in the garage are... They're not economy cars. And it sparked a lot of questions about what do you mean? And then it's just more questions and questions and questions.
You know, it's funny that we actually kind of blew our cover now, too, by the way, by having this party. Because a lot of our friends, our new friends that we made, had no idea what we did, where we lived. We could have been riding the bus to the beach for all they know.
Right.
Now they know we don't ride the bus to the beach. So, but it was so funny because it's, you know, and everyone in our community, everyone who's, you know, all of our members listening to this call, you know how hard it is. And then.
Yeah, they know, our members know. Bet our members have. We should talk about that on the call today.
I would love to hear how they describe it.
How they lie.
Well, what's really funny is if you ever bring up your ROI, on what you typically do, your flip on these deals when you double your money, next thing you know, people have got their checkbooks out. And that's not what we want and then I have to explain it. No, it's our money. I don't, thank you. I know I'm good. I don't want your money and I'm not going to touch your money. You know, can you do it for me? No, but I could tell you how.
So. You can sign up like every other one of the other people. Right. You know, the stuff's all here.
Exactly.
All the answers are here.
I could help you with the data. I could help you with this. Help you with
then
that.
Then it starts in. Oh, no. I don't want to learn. I don't want to do any work.
Right. You know, it's even funny, too, because some of our real close friends, you know, we've tried to help them. And what is it, Jack? They don't get it.
There's just a handful of people that are our friends that are doing well and very, very well in other areas, and they're like, you know what, I really do want to do this. All right. So we hook them up,
right?
And it's failed every single time.
Totally.
The people who pay for the program and take it seriously and are motivated, whatever motivates them,
yep,
kill it.
Totally.
You know.
Yeah, I've given up even to my friends. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You're not going to follow through because nobody does. I would love it if somebody did because I would, you know, and help them and everything. But, I mean, I do that anyway. It's nothing different.
Right.
But I'd like to see one of my friends be successful with the side gig, but they don't have it in them. And that's okay. But they're happy to come to our parties.
And ask a lot of questions.
It's so funny.
The real estate data thing. You know, we own a real estate data company. We're licensed providers for RealQuest Pro. You know, we're one of a select few. That's That seems to shut people up pretty good.
Like, if they know what that is.
You used to say
they
you park cars for the NBA.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that?
Well, no. I remember my this was my job a long time ago. I was I'm a college basketball sports analyst.
That's it.
That was it. For the NCAA.
It's like a man's dream.
Because I would, and then because I knew just enough that, if someone started and asked questions at a bar, I could talk, But then if they got real detailed, I'd say, I don't want to talk about work right now. Talk about it all day long. If it's okay with you, I'd just rather just stop.
You don't even have to really lie about it. You've had some cool jobs.
I have?
Yeah, you're a pilot.
Oh, yeah. And that was it. Well, there we go. Maybe one. I don't know.
I don't want to throw you under the bus here. You've had some cool jobs, Jill.
Thank you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
What do you think was your coolest job? Like most fun job. Don't
I was
say
describing this to you and some other people a couple days ago, and I was trying to impress a girl one time.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, "Hey, I was a partner at KPMG," and she said, "Really? I was a manager at TGIF." And we both had a good laugh about it.
That's awesome.
And that totally put me in my place about that forever.
Yeah.
I used to stop forever describing that stuff.
Exactly. That's really good. Yeah.
Cool jobs. I had a job with my buddy from high school's, who's now a multi-billionaire. And I worked as an internal auditor, and really, that is what changed my life. It set the stage as a teenager to show me what was possible. Mm. That you can go out, start an LLC, work really hard, and get systematized stuff, do acquisitions and sales of companies, and all kinds of stuff, which is what, Jill and I don't talk about it, but that's really what we do. We buy and sell companies.
Right.
And, it's not a sexy job being an accountant, but, really the nuts and bolts are there, which is what you're supposed to do when you're young. Learn the nuts and bolts and then go do the fun stuff, which is what we did.
Well, I did it backwards. I started with the fun stuff.
I know you did. Oh, really? And this isn't fun, right?
Oh, this is true. I know. It is more fun. That's
true.
You're
one big ball of fun.
I never stopped. I always made sure I had fun. Sorry. You're not complaining, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.